between you and me, right where you are right in this moment, is exactly where you were meant to be.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to the Joygasmic Life Podcast. I am your hostess, Elena Harder, and I am so glad to have you here today. If you are an awakening woman, a conscious mother, a woman on a journey to bring about the best for your family and create an enlightened experience of being a child and a woman and a mother and partner in your world, I absolutely I'm so grateful and so glad that you have found your way here. This podcast collects not only my own personal stories, things I would have done better had I known better, but also the beautiful stories of many hundreds of other women and men who have been through the consciousness awakening journey, who are here to share their stories, to inspire you to know that you can recover from mental health challenges, from postpartum depression, from challenges with traumatic births, and just the life in 21st century, as well as beautiful, actionable tips, exercises where we walk you through practical things that have really helped us, and the journey of becoming a joygasmic mother, one who handles absolutely every challenge with grace and ease, and understands that everything is here to awaken her deeper, to create more empowerment and more pleasure in her life, even the challenging things. So that sounds juicy. Listen up, because we have got a wonderful episode for you today.
Fully harnessing the joygasmic potential of your body and yourself. Anything is possible. And especially, we are here to tell you that deep and fulfilling love is possible and is available for you when you choose that for yourself.
The myth of gestational diabetes and how to solve it. What causes gestational diabetes in the first place? Well, let's take a look at this from an interesting perspective and really dive into what exactly are they doing when you take the gestational diabetes test. So as far as I understand it, when we do the gestational diabetes test, we're supposed to be in a fasted state, and then they basically give you a glucose sugar drink, kind of like drinking a pop. Now, for most people's bodies, if they have been sort of watching their diet and being in a good place with their diet during pregnancy, they have been eating really regularly because, gosh, that's what our babies and our bodies want. And so fasting is absolutely out of the question when it comes to our bodies and pregnancy. We do not want to be fasting. We want to be eating regularly every 2 hours with balanced and holistic nutrition that is highly nutrient dense. So the first thing is, by putting our body into a fasting state, we're actually potentially causing issue in the body and modifying the way that we would otherwise be operating. So this in itself already causes some stress, followed by a high sugar drink. And what they're basically testing for is to see, how does your body handle this? Does it handle it well, or does it handle it with challenge? And what are your sugar levels? How well is your body digesting that high fructose, high that high sugar drink when you are drinking it? And if we think about this just like sort of rationally for a minute here, we can go, I haven't been eating. I should be eating regularly. You know, how much women often wake up feeling starving in the morning. So what they're asking you to do is to ignore that hungry feeling and then put something in your body that is absolutely not conducive to pregnancy. So this in and of itself is a little bit questionable as terms of a practice in terms of supporting pregnant women. But then what often happens is that your body doesn't handle that sugar very well, and you come back with a positive diagnosis for gestational diabetes. Now, you may or may not have gestational diabetes. Gestational diabetes is one of those sort of trigger things that the medical system uses to start the cascade of interventions early on in labor. And you can absolutely refuse to have this test done. You can absolutely say no thank you over and over and over again during your pregnancy, or you can choose to work with a provider who doesn't need you to do this. Now, there are obviously actual cases where people are having issues with their insulin levels during pregnancy, but these can often be solved by removing foods that are high in simple refined carbs, so like refined pastas, refined like rice cakes, oatmeals, this kind of thing, and by replacing these with nutrient dense replacements. So instead of quick rolled oats in the morning, which haven't been prepared properly, you can do a soaked 7-grain cereal with flax and chia and omega, which have omegas, which are going to help and support your baby, and properly soak these grains beforehand so that they are supporting your body with nutrients rather than working as anti-nutrients, which is often the case with any grain that hasn't been properly prepared. You can see my podcast on glyphosate and grains for more information about that. So how do we solve gestational diabetes? Well, often this is solved by improving our diet. So if we're having challenges, absolutely, our bodies are meant to thrive during pregnancy. Our bodies are meant to pull nutrients from their stores to feed our babies. And so if we are getting less nutrients than our baby needs, the body is actively pulling nutrients from the body, which is why people feel exhausted, challenged, and tired during pregnancy. Because let's face it, the industrial food system has left us with nutrition that is generally lacking and wanting, which is why it's so powerful to align yourself with highly nutrient-dense foods that come in easy-to-create forms. I personally have a power shake that I absolutely love that is full of sprouted grains, delicious algaes, and supportive medicinal mushrooms. Not the hallucinogenic kind, although that would be fun. That's a different podcast, and you obviously get to make your own decisions on that. You don't have to do what I say ever. You can just use this as information or entertainment to choose and make your decisions based on what you feel is best for you. But I have this shake that I absolutely love, and I drink it every day, and I love that it's so easy to create and drink. If I go, ooh, I'm hungry, you know, if anybody's ever experienced this, I'm sure you have at some point, and especially if you're already pregnant, it's like, I'm hungry, I need to eat now. I'm hungry, I need to eat now. And if your default go-to foods are all cooked foods that kind of take some preparation, maybe 20 to 30 to 60 minutes to prepare this meal, that is actually time where you are in a place of hunger where your body and your baby need the food right now. Otherwise, it wouldn't be cueing that it was hungry. And you want to meet that need as soon as possible. So having an asset like a power shake that tastes really good, that you can literally just spoon some, couple tablespoons of the power shake powder into a cup and mix it up with water, and ta-da, 1 minute later, your meal is ready, and it's likely more nutrient dense than whatever sort of comfort food you were going to cook beforehand. That isn't to say that comfort food doesn't have a place. It absolutely does, and warm and cooked food are nourishing in their own ways. But if you're looking for a quick snack now, this is a really, really fantastic solution for it. And this power shake I've chosen to work with and align with this company that manufactures it because they are family owned. They are operating a vegan facility for processing it. They're sourcing their foods from volcanic rich soils, and they have absolutely committed to bringing pure and premium ingredients to people so that they can experience beautiful, beautiful health for the last, I think it's 26 plus years they've been doing this work, and they're not owned by big pharma companies, which is a beautiful thing and kind of rare in the world. So we're really grateful to, I'm really grateful to have been aligned with this company, and I'm extra grateful that they are also pregnancy and breastfeeding safe. So you get, you know, people get hooked. I got hooked in a good way on the ease and the simplicity and the nutrition and the longevity of that nutrition in a way that is really good. So, you know, you can continue taking and utilizing these foods as tools to support your optimal health throughout pregnancy and then into your breastfeeding years. And all of that beautiful nutrition is also going to be passed on to your child. The women who utilize these products during pregnancy have absolutely glowing, wonderful, easy pregnancies because their bodies are properly nutritioned. There's a probiotic in there helping to keep the microbiome in a good way and balanced and whatnot. And so this is really, really powerful. Now, if we think about when we first started this episode talking about gestational diabetes, you know, Western medical saying, don't eat and then drink this sugar crap and then we'll test you and tell you you're dysfunctional in your nutrition. And here's a plan to solve that that might feel really, really challenging or doesn't provide specific guidance, just gives you a diagnosis of high risk and starts that cascade of interventions. You know, that's sort of one path that you could go down. And on the other side, there is a path of really supporting and nourishing your body through a company that's got a powerful track record of nourishing and supporting people as well as women through their pregnancy journeys with great outcomes. This is a really, really powerful tool to be able to do that. And to me, it's a no-brainer. Obviously, you know, I care about my health and I literally found this company because I was looking for somebody who was combining all of the things that I had learned and studied about over the years, microbiome diversity, soil-based organisms, fulvic and humic acid, the gut lining, cleaning and repair, removing glyphosate from the body. And so all of those things are wrapped together in a beautiful package that makes it really easy to take good care of yourself during pregnancy. Yep. So that's how to solve it. That's the best way that I found. I've done a lot of research on this and I've done a lot of looking around, and this is a really, really great way to do that. So if you're interested in being supported in improving your nutrition, or your, you know, if you're having some challenging experiences like puking all the time, or if you're even in your preconception journey and you haven't yet been able to conceive your child, or you haven't yet haven't done that yet, then these are absolutely amazing tools which can support you all the way through that journey from start to finish and all the way through and beyond. There's even some beautiful kids products that are really delicious and a hit with most of the kids. So lots of really wonderful tools there, and I'm absolutely happy to support you in building a plan about how you are going to support your body nutritionally, nourishing it, and creating an inviting and warm environment for your baby that is properly supporting not only your baby but you. And I get really passionate about this because I personally suffered from postpartum depression for 7 years after the birth of my son, because my body had just been so depleted in the process. I was malnourished, you know, eating a standard Western bread-based, pasta-based, cheese-based diet before I conceived him. It's probably a minor miracle he was actually conceived at all, and a minor miracle, yeah, probably. And so, you know, it wasn't until I took my health and nourishment into my own hands and really started looking into what the Western medical situation and what the Western big food situation is, and started to change those things and do some really high density nutrition, that my mental health situation started to change and resolve itself. And I'm really happy to say that I am now 2 years stable, happy, sound, and delightfully joyful in my life, rather than the wild up and down bipolar and depressed experience that happened after my son's birth. So I absolutely attribute this to not only the nutrition, but also the mental work that I did and the trauma resolution and all the tools that I learned along the way. I'm really honored to get to offer and share with other women now as they go through that journey. So again, if you are feeling called, if you've enjoyed the podcast and you feel a connection, a resonance with me, I'm absolutely here to support you in that, to build a plan for what does your next year of nutrition look like? What does your next 6 months of nutrition or your next 3 months of nutrition look like, so that you can have better pregnancy outcomes and better long-term outcomes for your children's health, based on the work that you're doing now in your body to prepare and to nourish while you are pregnant. It's an absolute honor to do this work with people. And if I'm not the right practitioner for you, you know, one of the things I love doing is connecting people with the right person. And so, you know, there's lots of podcasts and lots of women who are studying similar knowledge and bringing that forth in their own unique ways. And so each of those ladies, each of
Well, that was awesome. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end.
How easily can you imagine that this experience is integrated already deeply into every cell of your being in such a way that you will begin to notice that you have already been operating from this new behavior for a while, and that it was simply a matter of noticing how much you've already been doing this. You may choose to feel that this moment is the moment that completely and utterly into your body, or in the days and weeks ahead, getting curious about how fully and completely this experience has transformed your life, realizing that you are a complete choice to choose how you would like to integrate this information into every cell of your being.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Joygasmic Life podcast, and I am so grateful to have you here and be a part of it. If you haven't already, head over to joygasm.me to check out our Joygasmic Birth Blueprint ebook and course, which give you all of the information that you need to become a joygasmic mama, whether you are postpartum or whether you're expecting your first baby. This course absolutely has tips and tricks for you that will help prepare you for birth, prepare you for the birth of your next child, and prepare you for peaceful and joygasmic mothering on the other side. So absolutely, the way that we do one thing is the way that we do everything. And so by utilizing and beginning to build a practice of joygasmic alchemy, you will absolutely become a better mother and hold space, as I am and as many, many women are, for the enlightenment of the planet. We do that first by working on ourselves and then offering that support and that enlightened nature within ourselves to our families. And then from there, it ripples out. So if you haven't already checked that out, go check that out now. Again, it's joygasm.me. We've also got courses on rescuing your relationship, bulletproof mom, how to be able to handle even the most intense toddler or special needs child later on in life, as well as a multitude of new courses that are coming out. We're absolutely grateful to get to have you as a part of that. And remember, anyone who participates in the funding of the podcast absolutely gets a membership access, which allows you to access the bonus features, the ends of some of our episodes, exercises from our guests, as well as featured free content from them. So super glad to have all of you who are a part of that already here. And thank you so much for being a part of the Joygasmic Life family. If I could leave you with only one tip for how to be an orgasmic, joygasmic mama in this world, the invite would be to really step into and embody the knowledge that you are actually here for a reason, and that reason is to be an enlightened being for your family. They chose you for a reason. They chose you on this consciousness journey for a reason. And you absolutely have the tools and skills to be able to do this. If you're struggling, please reach out. I am more than happy to help people rewire what's going on in their brain, create a new story, and create a more powerful experience so you can be the kind of mama for your kids that you really have dreamed of. You absolutely deserve it, and your children absolutely deserve it. I look forward to getting to know you more, and I look forward to co-creating through the membership content. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you on the next podcast.